What if your chronic back pain isn't caused by a herniated disc, but by repressed anger? This revolutionary perspective forms the core of Dr. John Sarno's groundbreaking work. Despite skepticism from mainstream medicine, his approach has helped thousands recover completely without surgery or medication. Howard Stern credits Sarno with curing his debilitating back pain, while best-selling author John Stossel declared Sarno changed my life. His work represents one of the most significant challenges to how we understand and treat pain, potentially saving billions in healthcare costs while alleviating suffering for millions who found no relief through conventional treatments. At its heart lies a profound insight. Physical pain often serves as the brain's clever distraction from emotional distress it finds more threatening than bodily suffering. We possess two minds: our conscious mind, logical and rational, and our unconscious mind, emotional and childlike, which harbors threatening feelings. The unconscious contains three components: the parent, driving perfectionism, the adult, mediator, and the child, pleasure-seeking and angry. Their conflict creates psychological pressure. When rage threatens to surface, the brain creates physical pain as a distraction, an automatic neurological response protecting us from emotional distress. This rage accumulates from childhood trauma, perfectionism, and daily stresses, building up without release. Sarno proposes that the autonomic nervous system restricts blood flow to specific tissues, reducing oxygen. This deprivation causes pain in muscles and tendons or numbness in nerves. This vasoconstriction can occur within minutes, explaining sudden symptom onset. Research supports this mechanism. Microscopic examination shows mild oxygen deprivation in muscle cells of people with back pain and fibromyalgia. Swedish studies demonstrate that normalizing blood supply relieves fibromyalgia pain. This explains why these conditions often defy structural explanations and why imaging frequently fails to identify physical causes. Helen's case illustrates this connection. After joining an incest survivors group, her back pain intensified to paralysis within 48 hours. When she finally expressed her childhood fear and rage, the pain subsided, vividly demonstrating how repressed emotions manifest physically. Conventional medicine often blames chronic pain on structural abnormalities despite contradicting evidence. Studies show no statistical difference in X-rays between those with severe back pain and pain-free individuals. Research found disc abnormalities in 35% to 50% of people without symptoms. Sarno challenges several common diagnoses. Degenerative osteoarthritis. These spinal changes start in our 20s, with studies showing no correlation between arthritis severity and pain levels. Herniated discs. In Sarno's study of 109 patients with MRI-documented herniations treated for psychological factors, 88% achieved complete or significant relief without structural intervention. Fibromyalgia. With its 10-to-1 female-male ratio, this condition strongly suggests psychological factors. Repetitive stress injury, RSI. Despite generations of typists and musicians rarely developing such problems at similar rates, this diagnosis has reached epidemic proportions, correlating with workplace stress. The consequences go beyond unnecessary treatments. Patients undergo risky surgeries, take potentially harmful medications, and restrict their lives based on unfounded fears of structural damage, creating a self-perpetuating cycle of fear and chronic pain. TMS is just one manifestation of a broader phenomenon. Many patients had histories of other conditions serving the same psychological purpose, distracting from repressed emotions. These TMS equivalents include gastrointestinal disorders, esophageal spasm, heartburn, hiatus hernia, and irritable bowel syndrome. Sarno suggests emotional factors create conditions where the stomach lining becomes vulnerable to bacterial colonization, challenging conventional views on peptic ulcers. Circulatory disorders. Tension headaches result from local ischemia in scalp muscles, while migraines involve constriction of brain blood vessels, often triggered by emotional upheaval. Skin disorders, acne, eczema, and psoriasis often flare up during psychological stress, with research showing links between brain factors and inflammatory skin responses. Immune system disorders, allergies, frequent colds, urinary tract infections, and herpes simplex may reflect immune responses influenced by emotional factors. These equivalents often appear in predictable patterns, with symptoms shifting between different bodily systems while maintaining their role as emotional distractions. What makes someone susceptible to mind-body disorders? Several distinct personality traits consistently appear in patients. Low self-esteem forms a foundational trait, typically rooted in genetic predisposition and early development. When childhood emotional needs go unmet, individuals develop a fragile sense of self-worth that persists into adulthood. Perfectionism affects nearly all TMS patients. These high achievers demonstrate exceptional responsibility and ambition, but establish unrealistic standards across multiple life domains, generating shame and suppressed rage when they inevitably fall short. Goodism appears particularly in healthcare workers, teachers, and caregivers who prioritize others' needs above their own. While socially praised, this pattern masks feelings of unworthiness and generates repressed anger when their own needs go unmet. Dependency needs create internal conflict between conscious independence and unconscious longings for the unconditional care experienced or desired in childhood. These traits create a perfect storm of repressed emotions that the mind diverts into physical symptoms, explaining why certain individuals develop TMS while others facing similar physical stresses remain symptom-free. Sarno's therapeutic approach disrupts the brain's pain distraction strategy through three key principles. 1. Repudiate the structural diagnosis. Patients must reject physical explanations, declaring, "I have a normal back," and recognizing that structural abnormalities often represent normal aging. 2. Acknowledge the psychological basis. Understanding that repressed rage drives symptoms counters the brain's diversionary strategy. 3. Accept psychological factors as normal. Patients must embrace their psychological nature, including the unconsciously enraged aspects common to all humans. Practical strategies include focusing on repressed emotions when pain appears, addressing the unconscious mind directly, listing life pressures contributing to inner rage, and establishing daily reflection periods. As pain diminishes, patients must overcome fear of physical activity, as misconceptions about spinal fragility keep attention on the body, serving the brain's diversionary strategy. This approach works by disrupting the pain distraction mechanism. When patients focus on unconscious emotions instead of physical symptoms, they compete for conscious attention. Some find relief by simply shifting focus, while others require more information or psychotherapy. Sarno's work promotes an integrated understanding of health that recognizes the mind-body connection. The conscious mind handles daily thoughts, while the unconscious governs emotions and automatic bodily functions. Understanding this duality is crucial for healing. This perspective complements conventional medicine, supported by research on the placebo effect, psychoneuroimmunology, and meditation's documented impact on pain reduction. For millions with chronic pain, this approach offers both relief and empowerment, the recognition that seemingly intractable physical problems may be healed through awareness, often improving both primary symptoms and overall well-being. In a medical landscape dominated by technological interventions and pharmaceuticals, Sarno reminds us of the profound healing capacity within the human mind. By addressing psychological factors, we can often prevent or resolve physical symptoms before they become chronic conditions, offering a powerful complement to traditional approaches and restoring control to those who felt helpless in the face of persistent pain.